Amen. Joseph, go ahead.
God is good. Amen. I just said that and I got bombarded by all these kids giving their money to God. That's a beautiful thing. Well, our theme for camp this year, our Bible verse for camp was James 1:22, and it says, "Do not merely listen to the word, do what it says. Do what it says. Don't just show up to church, but be the church. Don't just go to the temple. This pastor's been talking about, be the temple." And it was a beautiful message throughout the days that we were at camp. And I couldn't be more proud of the kids, that the youth that showed up and received the word, the message, the vision that God had for their lives. And I just want to take this time to just give them the opportunity to share a word or a testimony with you guys. It was your prayers. It was your faithfulness, the money that we raised as a church, as a community together, that helped these hearts be touched and influenced and affected and changed for their lives to come. I'm 34 years old, but we have some here that are 10. And so they have so many more years ahead of them for God to work in their lives. And that's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. At the beginning of the year, I shared with the youth that a word that I had for the youth group was victory. And I believe every day, every minute, every prayer, every worship song, every class, every game that these youth experienced and shared in and participated in was victory, and to God be the glory.
Care.
Bianca, you have. I know you're in tears, but you want to share a word?
But if you...
They said that if you have not been filled with the Holy Spirit, come up and pray. So I went up. And after, he said that God wanted him to tell me that I brought him joy. And I was...
That's powerful. That's powerful.
When I went to camp, I was expecting it to be the same as all the other camps. Like, just, it wasn't going to be that, oh, it's going to fill me more than I've ever felt. Because before I even went, someone had told me that if we go and we come back, it's still going to be the same no matter what. I actually believed that person. But then when I went, gave my life to Lord on July 5th. And on July 7th, I had given it all, and I was wholly baptized. Amen. When I fell to the ground, even though I did not know I fell to the ground, still the devil kept attacking me, kept telling me I was a fake, kept telling me that I was worthless. I had a lot of insecurity. I didn't know what to expect. And my brother Eloy came to me and told me, say Jesus and it would be all good. So I kept saying Jesus. And he ran.
Yeah, the devil's afraid of Jesus. That's right.
I just want to say, like, I learned a lot at this camp that I've never learned at any other camps. And I want to say thank you to Michelle and Joseph for giving me the power to pray out loud. Like, I'd always pray in my mind and
we stand
not out loud. And Michelle and Joseph gave me the power to pray out loud. And it just felt better and easier, like, just straight from the heart. Like, not thinking, just my heart speaking to God. And I want to thank Eloy also for teaching me about the Holy Spirit, that I don't make it happen. God makes it happen. When I'm ready, God will put the Holy Spirit in me. I just wanted to thank you.
One of the days when we were at the chapel, the lady was giving a speech, and she had a cup of water, and then she had a pitcher of water. She filled it up, and then she said that that's how we are when we hear the Holy Spirit. But some people that are Christian, they always want to overflow, and I just felt like God was telling me and speaking directly at me to over that. That will always overflow in the presence of the Lord. Will always overflow with joy in the presence of the Lord.
That's my son.
They were giving this speech over there about that, about someone. I don't remember who it was, but they said that they saw Jesus coming, but they thought it was a ghost, and they were freaking out. But then it said, don't fear, it's me, Jesus. So then someone said, if it's really you, make me flow on the water like you're walking on the water. So then when Jesus said, come, and so those guys started walking, but then he started worrying about the wind and all of that, and he didn't keep steady of Jesus, and that took me learned about that, about the things that you worry about. Don't worry about them, because Jesus is gonna make them all better.
This camp was one of my favorite camps that I went to. You can totally feel the Holy Spirit during worship, and it was amazing. Ever since camp, I've felt happier, closer to God, and I cannot wait to go back, because even though it was our first time going, it honestly felt like home from the start, and the Holy Spirit moved us in so many ways, and so many ways in my life, and I cannot wait to go back.
I'm a very shy person, and I struggle with anxiety, and you know, going to this camp, I feel like God helped me open up. And before I was never able to do the things that I can do now because of God. You know, if it wasn't for God, you know, I wouldn't be up here, and I wouldn't, you know, sometimes I wouldn't be able to come up here and talk in front of, you know, a crowd, and now I can because of God.
When I went to church camp, it was my first time, and when I went, and worshiping him.
When I went to church camp, I didn't know about shining God's light and not the darkness.
When I went to camp, it was like really, really fun and like great. And it's really like great seeing kids like their age like, just like worshiping him and like crying and like even like kneeling down like in the altar. And like I really love worship because like there's like, oh, I say I like a lot. There's like, oh, I like, oh, I, okay. Okay. There's kids, like youth our age that are so like pumped up to like, you know, going to worship and like going to the front and jump and like, I don't know, like things like that. And and I was like filled with the Holy Spirit.
Well, the second main thing besides the worship and preaching and stuff was the games. They were pretty fun, but since I didn't want my mom to get mad at me for playing hard contact sports, I just sat out for most of the games. So I had a lot of time to reflect on how bad my team was doing. there was 12 teams, and my team got 12th out of 12, so good job, guys. Woo. Yeah. Aloy's team got 11th, so 10th, sorry, 10th. So they did better than us. But while I was sitting reflecting on how bad my team was doing, I was thinking about the past camps I went to, and I was thinking about the one I went to when I was around 4, 5-ish. And I remember one of those really cheesy kids songs that they have. One of the lines was, "All the losers get a crown." So shout out to Light Green Team. We got a crown for you guys. Woo.
Amen, amen.
Let's all stretch our hands. As you can tell, God is working on our children, our youth, on. And these things are life changers. They're life changers, these experiences, because I'm talking from experience. I've been these kids, and I've seen God do amazing things. Let's just stretch our hands. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will just continue this passion and burden that even when they speak about your Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, I can't even contain their tears because, Lord, it was so real, and it is real. And, Lord, today we ask that they will take that gift of being filled, Lord, and that ability to pray from the heart and the soul and not our minds, Lord. And I just pray that as these young people will walk in your ways in holiness and righteousness, Lord, that from victory to victory you will take them, Lord, and they will take ground for your kingdom. Empower them every day. Lord, I pray that we as adults will also learn, Lord, to be receptive to the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. You can have a seat. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, I know Wendy's going to have to start a new CD, so I'll give you a minute to do that. But just